This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Blows to the Biden agenda.
As long as I have a breath in me, I'm going to be fighting.
Drivers wanted.
The American trucker carries our country.
Djokovic visa revoked.
A judge has delayed the deportation at least until a new hearing is held on Sunday.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Key setbacks for President Biden as the Supreme Court blocked his vaccine mandate for large businesses and two senators in his own party effectively derailed efforts to pass voting rights legislation. CBS's Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
It started with voting rights. The president made his case in person on Capitol Hill, and yet two moderate Democrats remained unmoved, refusing to support a change to Senate rules that would make it easier for Democrats to pass major voting reform that Republicans oppose. Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema is one of the two Democratic holdouts.
I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country.
The next blow came from the Supreme Court, which struck down the administration's new OSHA rule requiring workers at large companies to either get vaccinated or get routinely tested. The court's conservative majority wrote that the OSHA rule is a significant encroachment into the lives and health of a vast number of employees. Republicans cheered.
The mandate was a massive overreach by the government.
No money today for millions of people with no deal to extend the child tax credits that were in President Biden's coronavirus relief package. CBS's Catherine Herridge tells us 11 members of the far-right extremist group known as the Oath Keepers, including leader Stuart Rhodes, face the most serious charges yet in the investigation into the Capitol attack.
Rhodes and 10 co-defendants are accused of a months-long conspiracy to oppose by force the transfer of presidential power. Thomas O'Connor was an FBI agent with the Joint Terrorism Task Force for almost 23 years.
We never brought a charge of sedition. It is extremely serious, the highest level.
Prosecutors allege the Oath Keepers marched in two stack formations to breach the building. It's alleged one team headed toward the Senate chamber, and a second team went in search of House Speaker Pelosi.
Pandemic side effects include a supply chain crisis and a shortage of truckers. CBS's Errol Barnett has more on the federal effort to shift gears.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg spoke to CBS News as his agency announces new efforts to bolster the number of truckers. More than $32 million for states to improve the commercial driver's licensing process, over 100 companies committing to expand trucking apprenticeship programs, and a task force to investigate predatory truck leasing.
We've got to recruit more people into the job, and we've got to keep them there.
Drivers have been fleeing in droves, with yearly turnover hitting 90% in parts of the trucking industry.
For a second time, tennis star Novak Djokovic has encountered a blistering return down under.
Australia's immigration minister used his discretionary power to cancel the Serb's visa. It's led to an emergency appeal, but the directions hearing has adjourned with no clear decision. The judge will take submissions from both sides for the next several hours, but admits anti-vax policies are a matter for the federal court. That means a court transfer will delay proceedings. Right now, Djokovic is not in detention, but he could eventually when he's interviewed by immigration officers this weekend. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Brisbane, Australia.
Here at home, a storm system's gathering steam. CBS's Lonnie Quinn says today and tomorrow it'll bring snow to the central part of the country, then charge up the east coast.
We have snow as far south as Jackson, Mississippi, and that stretches all the way up to places like North Carolina or so. The icing is taking place from Atlanta into Raleigh. By Sunday night, we have snow falling from Atlanta to portions of Pennsylvania, and I think the biggest totals of all, we are going to find western North Carolina, western Virginia, upstate New York.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Today, North Korea fired what appeared to be a pair of short-range ballistic missiles, the third weapons launch by the country in the past 2 weeks. Outside Britain's Windsor Castle, the talk is about Prince Andrew being stripped of his royal duties and military titles while he faces a U.S. civil lawsuit for sexual assault.
He's going to have to stand up in some form of court and answer some questions.
He really should be treated the same as any other person.
The Queen will rise above it. She's been around for a very long time, and she's an extremely wise and sensible lady.
An Illinois judge who reversed an 18-year-old's rape conviction, saying 148 days in jail is plenty, has been pulled from criminal cases by an administrative judge. Robert Adrian will now handle small claims and probate. It's back in the pool for a legal matter in L.A. Last week, a judge threw out a lawsuit brought by a man who, as a four-month-old, was naked in the water on Nirvana's Nevermind album. Spencer Eldon claimed it amounted to child pornography. He's now filed an amended version of that lawsuit. Well, there's no dispute over the song American Pie. It hit number one 50 years ago tomorrow, the start of an enduring legacy. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
In the middle of 1971, there began to be some chatter about a new song that would become a classic.
I can't get out of my head, even though I can't sing it right.
The legendary folk singer Pete Seeger was talking about it.
Long, long time ago.
Today, hundreds of millions know what that song sounded like when it was finally released.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie.
Don McLean says the famous opening and the chorus came first.
And then I waited about 3 months. And I figured out what I was going to do and just wrote the whole thing in about an hour.
Anthony DeCurtis is with Rolling Stone magazine.
It describes a history that means so much to people. You know, beginning with the plane crash that killed Buddy Holly.
In the song, Buddy Holly's death is memorialized as the day the music died. But McLean plays down the meaning of other lyrics.
If I had wanted to say the king was Elvis, I would have said Elvis. But I didn't.
And that mystery, says Anthony DeCurtis, is part of the song's enduring appeal.
People are participating in the ongoing writing of American Pie.
Singing, this'll be the day.
Steve Futterman, CBS News. Los Angeles.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Some might call this kid song annoying, but you can't argue with the numbers.
Baby Shark has hit a new milestone, 10 billion views on YouTube. And you can probably blame your kids for it, because it's actually the only video on the site to reach that record. The song, which was masterminded by an educational company in South Korea, debuted in 2016. But it didn't become a viral sensation here in the U.S. till 2019. At one point, it even made the Billboard Top 40. And now it seems we can't get rid of it. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The crowdfunding platform GoFundMe has signed a deal to buy the nonprofit fundraiser Classy. Under the terms, Classy will be a subsidiary and the two companies will operate separately under the GoFundMe CEO. That's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.